So we were just saying about memory, and when someone forgets it, the problem is just because one clings to it as self. If one doesn't cling to memory as self, then actually it's no problem whether one remembers or doesn't remember what one would like to remember.
And actually, memory also arises and falls away. So it does mean anything at all. Just arises to perform expansion. That's all.
Like now we might remember someone's name, but next moment no remembering
about
the name.
Next life.
A next
just
life. All forgotten
a moment
anyway.
After this, yeah. It can be any time.
So everything forgotten too.
Yeah.
And we're talking about like when we visit an old place like here in Hoi An, how actually it will all be forgotten.
And that is the meaning of Upadana Khanda.
Upadana Khanda.
Of every Khanda.
Of every Khanda.
Mm-hmm.
Right, just arises,
falls
away.
Yes, but
to be forgotten.
Ignorant is there. So one can see the difference between the light and the dark. Avicca and Panya. Quite opposite. Avicca cannot understand that it's only like living in darkness with thinking, enjoying, attaching, and then nothing left at all. So what's the use of becoming, arising and falling away? Nothing is left.
Right. All gone and all forgotten.
Yeah.
And I heard you talking on a talk about everything we find so important, but actually death comes much sooner than we can imagine, in a flash and then all gone anyway.
And by this we can understand better and better about the meaning of upadana khanda, of each khanda. It's not eradicated yet, it's there all the time. After it has arisen, it's still there as latent tendency in the other moment to be conditioned for arising again. Even itself, it doesn't know itself as a reality or akusala dhamma, because akusala dhamma cannot understand anything at all. Not at all. Just play the role of sankhara khanda from life to life, condition such and such moment. See? Thinking all the time, and then disappear.
Just clinging all the time to
clinging
what seen and heard
time.
And
yeah.
smelled and tasted and touched. And what were you asking about just when we came and walked along? Or no?
Just when Ajahn say it's to be understanding, to be only one word.
Yes.
To the others. So I said, but when we say only one word, how can we share to others when our understanding is just little?
One Dhamma word.
One word.
Many Vietnamese words and Thai words to understand just Dhamma word. Okay, one Dhamma, like Dhamma. Yeah. People get puzzled, they don't know when they asked, what's Dhamma? No idea at all. Because for them it's just very common word. They can talk and use the Dhamma in many meanings in Thailand, like Yuttitham means justice and so on. But what is it which is Dhamma? Just one word, and we can go on. The meaning, like Rupa Dhamma, Nama Dhamma, but the Thai use it wrongly. For Rupa Tham, they think that when the plan is okay, alright, it's well planned, then it is Rupa Dhamma. When it's not yet, it's Nama Dhamma.
Oh,
things
really?
Like that, yeah.
The point is that the meaning of each word is subtle, so to understand what is Nama or what is Rupa or what is Dhamma is quite subtle, so if we stop at one word and really discuss and explain until it's clear before moving on, then it's more useful than just talk about a lot of different ideas and theories but not understanding at all.
For example, Savaka. What is that? Who's Savaka and who's not? And who is Upasaka and who's not?
What is Savaka?
The listeners.
Hero, the disciple.
hear what? So it can go on and on and on to understand the virtues of the Buddha, especially on the Visakha Puja. If there is no one who can understand whatever appears now, it's useless to say, oh, I have confidence in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And who's who? Who's he? And what's the teaching? And who's the Savaka? Even just the word, like, the world is dark without understanding, see? It's covered up by ignorance. It appears like river and mountain and people, but what experience it? Without that, can there be anything appear in a day? Not at all. But people forget about that. The one who acts all the time, from life to life, continue on, non-stop, arising and falling away, all the time. Right? And those who study the terms like citta and cetasika, and how many cetasikas with this citta, what about now? Who can even just understand the citta with 7 cetasikas right now? And so what's the use of thinking about the seeing with 7 cetasikas, hearing with 7 cetasikas? Why and how? Who can condition such and such? The invisible hand works so hard from each moment to another, all the time. Who is doing hearing? Who can have such moment? But there's no understanding. So understanding the word like khanda, we shouldn't underestimate the meaning. That he said that upadana khanda, not just khanda. Upadana khanda. And each moment is khanda. So each moment is upadana khanda. How great ignorance is there from moment to moment. And that's why the Savaka is not the teacher, the enlightened one, but the listener.
So even for the Buddha and the Arahata who no longer have any clinging, but they still upadana khanda, because the object of clinging of others.
There are two meanings of it. That which is conditioned by avicca or kama, previous one, and that which is now its object of clinging. So it depends on understanding the truth of it, not just the word. Otherwise one will think that it disagrees, but actually all conform with others. Because they are the truth completely, absolutely.
So even the rupas of the body, upadana khanda, each one, because can be object of clinging by others. Because it arises and falls away, but it's clung to all the time.
I think because there are many people who think that it's only dukkha when it's clinging. So when for the Buddha or Arahata who no longer have any clinging, so it's not dukkha anymore.
But who can change the characteristic of the arising and falling away, and that's the sankhara dukkha,
yes.
Not dukkha. He taught everything in details that we don't have to think in our own way at all. Because we're not Buddha, just study.
Because they don't understand the deep meaning of dukkha or what is khanda or upadana khanda.
It's kamapata or not?
Yes.
the three sense, the mind.
Yes. Thank you.
Because Chetana has been Chetana and two kinds, the Sahachata Gama arising with Chitta and Nanakani Gama.
Right.
It produces later results.
Later result, right. Yeah.
And the Kusala and Akusala Chetana, that doesn't produce, if it hasn't produced any result, it's not Nanakani.
It is the Pakatu Phanisiya
and Sahachata, but not Nanakani.
It has Pakatu Phanisiya. That's why the question is, why do I like blue and something
yes,
like that?
Because of Pachupanisya. And so, just to clarify, because I just switched this on, so whenever it's Chaitanya, Kusala or Kusala Chaitanya, which doesn't condition speech or deeds, it is Manokarma, even in the sense door process, and usually it's referred to as Manokarma because it doesn't depend on sense objects, like when it's Chaitanya that conditions speech or deeds, and when it is, for an example of Manokarma through mind door is a right understanding or wrong understanding is Manokarma, but in the
planning
case
to steal and planning to kill
is all, and in the case of right understanding, it is Kamapata already when it's understanding of reality, no need to condition speech or deeds, but when it's wrong understanding, we cannot say that it's Kamapata or complete course of action until it has conditioned the speech or deeds. So it's Manokarma, but not yet conditioned. Not yet Kamapata, even though it's Manokarma through mind.
Otherwise, those who do not have right understanding would be full of Manokarma, Vichatiti, Audilo.
Yes. It would have, Kamapata all day long. Also, and we were just saying, so actually two kinds of Chaitanya, the Sahajata.
But they cannot get it because they really don't understand anything, like the question about the sitting position.
Yes, I know.
Jnana
Kanika, Jnana Kanika.
What is it?
The other Chaitanya that can condition, when it's conditioned results, is the other
Nanakanika.
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 Nana
is different,
yes,
and Kanaka
yes.
Is moment.
Yeah.
Nana is different. Some, okay, different moments. Nanakanika.
Nana.
Yeah, good. I may just say something to clarify because.
Same common, no matter it's visible object or sound, they are all in common.
So when the result of dana parami is first, it's because there has to be the giving away of the idea of self.
Be able to giving away things before be able to giving away the idea of self.
Oh, I see. You have to be able to give away things. Give away things. Mm-hmm.
It can condition the habits of giving away.
Yeah.
At that very moment, when reality appears, this is more important, giving away right at moment when it appears. If it's a strong understanding or the bala, because just use the word strong awareness, how come? There must be conditions for that switch too. So when she concentrated on anything and she thought that is so clear, that is her own imagination. Yeah. To use that term strong, but no understanding.
No, enough. And just awareness, not interested in it.
And it's not right awareness either, because it's not anatta. She is doing all the time, trying to make it up.
And why is sila always the second harmony?
Because you see that to give away is better than give away the akusla, which is accumulated so strong that condition the wrong speech and deeds. Because even it's not hurting the harming or like stealing or something like that, but even the tone of the sound, the kusala, caring tone, and the very harsh tone, conditioned by. Usually it's always lopa, but who knows the condition for sati. Anytime it has to be so very natural. Even lopa is there, panya knows, panya can know. Otherwise it cannot eradicate lopa. Don't underestimate panya, it can know everything. Why not? Because what is appearing now is real. So panya can understand that. That which is not real cannot condition panya. It can be object of attachment, like people and things, not visible object. And one can see that even visible object can be object of attachment. Anything can be object of attachment. It's the big boss, very crafty. It can serve whatever you like. No matter how hard and how far and how difficult, lopa can take you there.
But what about the concept about realities?
The concept is not the actual reality itself. For example, we are talking about visible object. Even Buddha said many times about seeing, which sees only visible object. But who understand that? Because usually one sees people and things. So in Tipitaka it says that as soon as they're seeing, it seems like there is the sign or image of that which is seen at once. Exactly like now. But from his understanding, from enlightenment, he can tell the difference between seeing and that which appears as nimitta. So now nimitta appears just like the shadow of reality, but it's not as distinct as the reality itself. Like the shadow of the five color flags. There is only the shadow of the flag, but no color. So what is now appearing as an image or nimitta is not just that which is exactly reality itself.
But the moment that it exactly like the reality itself, then it's like the characteristic of reality.
But it's not the reality. Nimitta is not. But without reality, there's no nimitta. No shadow without the reality.
He said that the mind has very great tendency for clinging. So when we listen to Achan saying that listening more about seeing and hearing can condition more awareness about it when it arises, the mind wants to listen more in order to have sati. So he can see that the attachment is really very deeply rooted. And by listening more to Achan, this time he understood more about that clinging, which is very subtle, and it's really very helpful, and that's why he appreciates very much.
So at the moment of understanding is the moment of detachment.
And there's more and more subtle clinging on and on.
And your sharing of your understanding is very subtle, very, very subtle.
So you begin to understand or know the Buddha. Without the understanding of the teachings, no one knows the Buddha at all.
Lúc mà chờ ngày thứ nào mà đi phù hợp tâm quả thì mình như thế nào? Tâm.
She'd like to know about the chetana which arises with the vipaka. How is it?
I see. It is not the ill chetana. It's not the wholesome chetana either. Because it's conditioned by karma. Karma produces seeing and other chetasikas, seven chetasikas. So chetana which arises with seeing is like a flash. Just organize the other chetasika and citta to perform the functions. To see and then all of them fall away instantly. That's why we should understand the chati, the four chatis of realities. And the chati is only for the mental realities only. Kusala, akusala, vipaka, and kriya. teacher.
She has not understood very well.
About what?
She just doesn't really understand the function of Chetana at the moment of Vipaka.
Whenever Chetana arises, no matter it's Vipaka or Kusala or Akusala, it performs some function of organizing. The other Chetasikas to perform that function.
The Buddha teaching, they just chart and tune it.
Right.
So it's very, very difficult for people to have the right understanding about that.
Yeah. And they just take what appear as they can do.
Yeah.
Like they would like to follow the Buddha step.
Yeah.
Okay, go and sit. And what, three?
Yeah.
And then what? The first what? Can you do like Buddha? See?
No.
So other white thing about follow the
I see.
The way he did sitting and don't know what he did all the time, all those watches.
Because it seemed easier that...
It cannot be the teachings of the enlightened one. It takes lots of time to become enlightened, no matter as Buddha or as his Savaka. It does mean that the Savaka doesn't need any, what you call, accumulation of understanding at all. So all depends on Chetana, that's why Patitasamuppada begins with the avichā conditioned sankhara.
Yes.
And sankhara is Chetana.
Yeah.
Possible
to
have less attachment because it's so very deeply rooted, and attachment is the master, not only this life.
Yeah.
One follows without knowing that that's the great teacher for Akusala.
Yes.
Can be like now, where are we? See? It can be just like now, where are we?
We are in the restaurant, Ajahn.
Where is seeing?
I'm sorry?
Where is seeing?
Where is seeing?
In the restaurant?
In the eye.
At the moment of experiencing with right understanding, nowhere, no place. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it changes from understanding to the place.
Yes.
Instantly.
Yes.
And it can be so... no imagination, nothing to be done. It appears as what it says. It's completely the one who can do anything at all. If it happened to be the idea or any question, Panya has to be keen enough to know that very moment.
Too. Yes, yeah.
Otherwise, it can be object of attachment itself.
We know that the understanding develops thanks to listening, considering, but we don't know how developed it, how the level and how rigor the understanding.
Panya knows. Only Panya knows. So when it's not Panya at that level, it cannot know.
Mm-hmm.
It's only thinking about and doubt and expect and guess.
And Loba pushing thinking about that and try to realize it.
That's why the more Panya develop, the more Loba is seen.
I see.
Even just very really little as Sila Pata Pramasa.
Mm-hmm.
The wrong path is has to be so very natural, otherwise it's not the real one. Because Panya hasn't developed to understand little by little of whatever appears until it can appear to Panya as it is.
Yes.
understanding is really by awakening.
Before the moment of understanding?
Before there can be the moment of understanding of what is meant by awakening.
Yes.
Like everyone is asleep and thinking in sleep.
Yeah.
Just to be forgotten is right understanding.
Yes.
See? That it can know that nothing is permanent.
You mean the remembering of the forgotten?
Sanya remembers. Whenever it arises, it remembers, and it also accumulates to when it's kusala or akusala.
Yes.
Because how can there be the sanya accumulated for seeing just fallen away, see, no need. But for kusala and akusala, sanya keeps on thinking about with memory.
Yes.
Rice feel kun Sarah.
We'll miss our rice fields. Such a lovely city. Really very pleasant place to have discussions.
Yes.
By conditions. Once in lifetime. Sansara. Everything is only once in sansara. Never come back.
Ever again.
Yeah.
Never again. It's quite a relief to understand it. Just to be forgotten. To be not clean.
Not worth worrying about.
Yeah.
Fussing about or clinging to.
But I have to go very naturally because after this I'll watch TV. Because when someone bought something, we could say, show me for my awareness. It depends on whether it arises or not.
Jan goes back to her TV and we go back to the swimming pool.
Yeah. Everywhere is Dhamma. We cannot escape Dhamma.
Seeing for forgetting.
That's it. Less clinging, little by little.
Yes.
Because it's the truth. One can stop clinging, even so it can be object of understanding. Otherwise, Panya cannot eliminate the wrong practice.
It's not about the object of the attachment, it's about how understanding.
Whatever is real at that moment, Panya can see it as it is. After directly experience a reality, there can be attachment or anything. If one doesn't like it to happen like that, it means that the understanding is not enough. Not enough yet to letting go whatever appears.
Panya, where are you?
Can we say at moment of seeing?
No.
Yeah, why not? Where are you at moment of seeing?
I see, I see.
At moment of hearing.
But sure, you are not here.
No, you, but the idea is there. That's why there are the Kamaswa and Didaswa and Avichaswa. Very slightly. So the difference is not the object, it's not the sound, but the understanding and the awareness.
Yes.
Whether it arises or not.
Yes.
When there is no awareness, no understanding, it just gone without any understanding. Always pass on all the time. But when awareness arises, it's different.
Yes.
So right understanding can see the moment to develop.
Yes.
When there's more understanding of that, which is awareness, which is the reason. It's quite a long, long way to go, but it's worthwhile that never any amount of money can buy.
Yeah.
More precious than that. If it can be bought, it's not as precious.
Right.
So it works all the way with other wholesome consciousness and chitta-sikas. Without hearing, there cannot be any moment of understanding it as just that which is seen.
Without hearing?
Without understanding.
Ah, without from understanding.
No condition to just begin to understand it is only that which is seen. And so very temporarily.
And it's not easy to realize that it's temporary.
No more. Each